I'll take you to the kitchen now, and if you don't mind trying out new ways of preparing your food, you can try using the sun, specifically a solar cooker. Margaret Owino is a Kenyan teacher turned environmentalist who works for an NGO called Solar Cookers International. She was a runner-up for the prestigious Ashton Award, the only award for renewable energy. At the ceremony in London recently, Ms. Owino won a £7,500 prize for her promotion of these special cookers. The cookers alleviate firewood shortages in refugee camps in Lodwa and Kakuma in northern Kenya. When she came into our studios along with her solar cooker, Paul Bachibinga asked her how it worked.
The solar cooker that we promote is what we call the panel type solar cooker. The name given to this particular cooker is the Cook Kit.
Cook Kit.
C-O-O-K-I-T. The Cook Kit. And it was so named by researchers who are members of the Solar Cookers International organization in the U.S. because it is the simplest, cheapest, and easier to handle cooker.
Now we have it in the studio. Can you just describe what it is?
The cooker that we have before us in the studio is made out of a carton box, laminated with a silver aluminium lining. And the silver aluminium is in the inside. It's carved almost like a wash basin, but not quite.
Mm-hmm.
The angles are just right so as to reflect all the light back to the center.
Okay.
And to use it, you need a black pot painted on the outside, a lid, and a special plastic bag.
So can we assume this is the pot? How, where would you put it?
This pot, I would prepare my food, usually cut it in small pieces, and start early. Solar cooking means starting with the sun. And then after putting the pot of food inside, depending on what food I'm cooking, take my cooker out to the sun and orient it towards the sun and just place it there.
Okay. And then how long will it take before this food is ready?
It depends on the type of food and where you are. In Kakuma, we can have rice cooking in 1.5 hours and meat stew in 2 hours, and it is ready.
And how does the food taste? Does it taste different from if it was on a charcoal stove or if I was using electricity?
The food tastes very different. It tastes better because all the nutrients is covered. The type of cooking we are dealing with is simmering. It's not boiling over, and simmering is the best way to cook food. And the food retains all its nutrients because nothing evaporates to the atmosphere.
Now, what happens if there's no sunshine? The children will starve?
No, the children will not starve. And for that reason, we do not promote the solar cooker as a replacement to firewood cooking or charcoal cooking. We promote the cooker as a supplement to whatever is there. And as we work, especially with the refugees, they only get 3 kilograms of dry firewood to use for a month. And after that, they have nothing. They either have to exchange their food with the local Turkana people, or they have to stay in groups so as to pool their resources, or go without eating because they have nothing else. The Turkana do not allow them to go and forage for firewood. So we advise them, when the sun is out, cook with your solar. When the sun is not there, use the little firewood you have.
And how popular is it in the refugee camps?
This particular cooker is very popular. Right now, since we went in 1995, we have distributed about 20,000 of them. My organization does not sell this to the refugees. It gives them out. You come out, you're trained on how to do it, and you're given a kit to take home and to try out, and there's a follow-up by trainers.
So now, £7,500, what are you going to do with it?
Oh, we are very happy to have that money. Any money that come in, we are very, very happy. We were only going to order for 1,500 of these kits. But since we have gotten this award, I'm going to order for another 1,500. So 3,000 refugee families will be able to own a kit this year.
Margaret Owino of Solar Cookers International and runner-up for the Ashton Award for Renewable Energy. Over to